Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heimberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, January 22nd. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Evanston Shoreline Repairs Project remains without sufficient funding after multiple meetings regarding its fate. The project was proposed after record high lake waters and storms caused damage to the shoreline. It could cost upwards of millions of dollars. There are no reports of immigrant raids in Chicago on Tuesday after reports that the city would undergo the first major raid. Governor J.B. Pritzker said he believed the Trump administration was targeting as many as 2,000 people in Chicago. The Trump administration on Tuesday directed all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave on Tuesday as agencies develop plans to dismiss them. The memo was part of a sweeping segment of orders issued by Trump in his first days in office. At least 76 people were killed in a fire in a Turkish ski resort on Tuesday, and at least 51 were injured. The Turkish government has appointed 6 prosecutors to investigate the fire, which is believed to have started in the restaurant area of the hotel. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.